When the Knicks and the Nets battle it out tonight at Brooklyn's Barclays Center, they will be playing in one of the most technologically advanced arenas in the world. Many older sports venues in and around New York have struggled to keep pace with the latest developments in digital devices and social media. But as WNYC's Dan Tucker reports, that's hardly the case at Barclays. It even has its own app.
I'm sitting in the Barclays Center watching a Brooklyn Nets game with Chip Foley, the arena's vice president of technology. He's a big fan of the team.
Hitting replay. He goes back. He'll go in here. He goes outside to hit the three. And brick.
Foley's not narrating the game. He's actually narrating a replay that we're watching on my iPhone just a few seconds after we watched that same play on the court.
If he hit it, it would have been exciting. Boom goes the dynamite.
We're using a technology called Stadium Vision Mobile, which was developed by Cisco. It works on the Barclays Center app as long as you're inside the arena.
Yeah, actually, when I was playing with it, I missed something. I heard the shot clock go off, and then I hit replay. It seemed to work pretty well.
No, it's great.
Replays are only part of the package. You can also watch live game feeds from multiple camera angles. The sideline cam, for instance, gives you the feeling of standing with the coaches and players down on the court.
I mean, you got to think of it not only for the courtside fans, but the fans in the upper concourse, in the upper pavilion area. And they get a bird's eye view from up top, but then they get a first-person perspective from their device.
This Stadium Vision mobile system works so well thanks to the arena's high-density Wi-Fi. Instead of one big network that would slow down as more fans log on, there are 300 access points spread throughout the arena. There's no password, no terms of service, and no fee. And you can log on with any device you want. It's almost too easy.
Okay, now I've just been playing with this app, so I have no idea what's been happening on the court.
Oops, maybe I should be paying more attention to the game instead of looking at my phone.
So just hit replay here at the game. Okay, and looks like the Nets... Oh, it's a little blurry. Oh no, but here it is, number 14 on the Nets, Livingston. Oh, with a dunk. Okay, I guess I missed that.
What else did I miss? Of course, I was just fooling around with it while I was in my seat. It has more practical applications if you're moving around the arena. Say you're in line for the bathroom or a beer and you miss a three-pointer. Just hit replay. Or maybe you were chatting with a friend and you missed a big block. You could hit replay again. The live feeds, however, are a different animal.
Let's go back to the game feed. So there's cameras set up in section 124. We're tapped into those cameras right now, and you'll be able to log in and see what that camera's seeing. So this is really the television view.
It's not perfect. For one thing, there's a three-second delay, and it's a little disorienting when what's on the court and what's on your phone aren't synced up. It's also easy to feel distracted from both your phone and the game, kind of like texting and driving or texting while dodging people on the sidewalk. Paul Kapuska sees things differently. The editor-in-chief of the blog Mobile Sports Report likes the live feed. And he says as mobile devices and stadium Wi-Fi advance, the replays and feeds will only become more compelling.
Being able to see that while you're still in the stadium atmosphere and everybody cheering is really, I think, going to increase the value and the fun of being at the stadium.
You can also use the technology at Barclays to pre-order food from the concession stand and even upgrade your seat. Jane Bussman-Wise is the arena's digital director.
The enhancement that we've just added this year is Pogo Seats. So while you're in the arena connected to the Wi-Fi, if you want to upgrade your seat and move down, we've tied that in with Ticketmaster, so it's pulling, you know, sort of our live open inventory, you can upgrade and move down.
Many teams have apps, but very few venues do. In the New York area, only MetLife Stadium and Madison Square Garden come anywhere close to the high-tech operation at Barclays. Most other sports venues are just starting to go digital. So far, only a third of major stadiums and arenas have high-speed Wi-Fi, according to one survey. But one thing's for sure, fans won't be leaving their smartphones at home anytime soon. For WNYC, I'm Dan Tucker.